Today, we are talking about North Dakota Pipeline's Black Lives Matter, Baby Powder, Angela Simmons, Meta World Peace, Young Ma, and Nicki Minaj, Celebrity Halloween, and more on today's Headlines with Headliners.
Hey,
the remix. Hey, oh, you already know what time it is. Hey, get your shoulders involved.
That's not even the words.
It's okay.
Freestyle, there you go.
Why you want me to freestyle?
Oh, don't act like you weren't on the beach freestyling.
Yeah.
I was there.
There's life.
Didn't Come you freestyle on. During a fight once?
Yes, I did.
I lost my voice during
Halloween. I'm in the building, no jury, it's no bezel. Rockin' with a manta rock and the little devil. I skipped it, missed it, stuttered. I'm back in the flutter like Ali in the corner. I ain't getting knocked out. I'm trying to tell you what it is and what I'm talking about. I'm finna pass it to the left, Kanisha Buss. I'm about to pass it even further, Teron Von Gus. We in the building, what up?
Hey. Teron, when I enter, I'm like three Arabs, two planes, and a World Trade Center.
Oh.
Can we start the show?
We sure can. Cut the music, because he just said everything.
He is the bomb.com.
I said everything we discussed before the show.
What were you for Halloween?
I originally was a kitty.
Okay.
A neighborhood cat. And then I woke up this morning.
A neighborhood cat?
That was not a neighborhood. What neighborhood do you live in?
A feral this one, I mean, apparently.
That neighborhood is not where I stay.
Yeah, I know.
That cat,
because I'd be fighting raccoons. I'm in the hood. Cat.
Okay.
You call her feral?
Feral cat.
Excellent use of that word, Nate Jackson.
So you were a kitty, and then that changed.
And then I woke up this morning feeling a little devilish.
Oh, okay. I saw you on Snapchat with Eazy-E.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We got stopped so much. He took 3,000 pictures last night.
Wow.
Malik killed Eazy. He was Eazy. And the whole night he just kept going, see, they should have picked me for the movie. So that was...
No, should kill Eazy. But Teron, what were you for
actually,
Halloween?
Actually, I'm one of those you have to see it to understand it. So I'll make sure that that gets done.
Where can they see it at?
They can see it on my Instagram at I am Teron, Teron Von Gosry, across the board. Make sure to find me. More importantly, I attended Nate Jackson's comedy show on Sunday.
So did
where
I.
He was freaking phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
Great turnout. Amazing audience, amazing, amazing lineup that I wasn't on, but amazing show.
I felt the same way too while I was sitting in the corner.
I understood.
You snuck in.
Yeah, I did. I had food poisoning. That's why I was sitting there in sweats.
No, but even like Monique was at the door.
Something's
was like,
always wrong with you medically, by the way.
Right.
Every week you have a different medical
There's
emergency.
Something going on with me right now. Too.
Last it's week uncool. She forgot to mention she was at the hospital. She was like, I forgot to say it because I'm always sick.
Oh my gosh. I lost my voice. It's like... One of the few times ever.
Well, we need to go find it.
No, this is it. But this is like the raspy. You don't feel like
I like it. Yeah, it's like, real East Coast.
Hey, I'm trying to close my eyes to see who he sounds like.
I sound like me.
RZA.
No, you sound like...
M-E-T-H-O-D.
Young Ma.
Man. Okay, let's not do that.
Ooh. I'm in love with her.
Are you?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, well, look.
We'll get to that story.
I was asleep. For Halloween, because my show was on the 30th, and I have been ripping and running, man. I'm literally in the middle of a college tour right now, and in and out of the city, like, almost every other day, headed to the East Coast or the Midwest or the South, and it has just been, it's taking its toll. I'm happy. It's a good reason to be tired, but I was so tired. I was like, I'm going to take a nap at 8, wake up at 11, I'm tearing up the city. Me, G-Baby, we're going out. And I woke up like, it got to be 11 right now. It was 2:45. I was like, I missed everything.
You did.
I didn't miss anything, though. This ain't even my holiday. If I sleep through Thanksgiving, something's wrong. Okay? So let's dive into it. Story number one. It's a little wordy, but come with me on it. The North Dakota Pipeline has been the source of controversy for the past week. The project, which has thousands of natives and even celebrities such as Shailene Woodley and Mark Ruffalo protesting, has caused much conflict between federal government and American natives. In an online effort, over 100,000 people this weekend checked in at Standing Rock in an effort to confuse police, who have been rumored to be tracking protesters' movements. Over 140 protesters have been arrested.
Which is interesting because, A, the rumors is just that. It's a rumor. The police have denied that they track people through Facebook, which I can actually believe because what does it prove if people are there or not? We know that protests are going on. But this conflict isn't new. It's just something that's caught on to social media recently. It started back in 2014 when the Sioux tribe actually found out about the pipeline being built. And it's not so much that the pipeline's actually built on their land. It is not. The problem is the pipeline is going to be built under their water supply, which is the Missouri River. Mm-hmm. And even though all the engineers are like, it's safe, everyone knows pipelines leak. I mean, they're all safe until they leak, and then it's ruins everything forever. Right. We're still dealing with the Exxon spill from 98. Still. Yeah. Yes. We're still dealing with
Exxon Mobil.
So that was a huge spill, and everyone, we just don't talk about it, but it's still an ongoing
The tanker,
effort.
Right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was so bad, they put it in a movie just for shenanigans.
Just to have it.
It was literally the tanker that they were riding on in Waterworld.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy. That's because it was that bad. And that wasn't even the worst case. Mm-hmm. That's just one of the earliest cases where the media caught on to it. So
the one down in the Gulf of Mexico, that one really busted.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, I was with this girl. She was thick. I busted. So everybody has to be aware.
You have to be aware.
Of
there's
the
a problem.
Spills out
exactly.
There.
There's dangerous spills. But you know what's different is when you do, the only person that protests is the girl. In this situation, it's an entire tribe of natives.
Yeah.
And there are federal laws that are being broken in a way. There is a sacred burial ground that the pipeline is also being constructed, and the federal government has a treaty with the natives that they are supposed to discuss these or get their permission before they do anything on sacred burial grounds. And guess what? That's not happened several times. And it's crazy because if you look at it, even our treaties with Nazi Germany, we upheld those treaties.
Yes, every
We're
treaty.
Nicer to Nazi Germany than we are to our own native Americans that were here first, and we all know that America has done them so wrong.
And they broke everything else. The one thing about this, there's a lot of tribes that have had a lot of issues with each other that have all come together over the past week, and they did a big ceremony of the tribes coming together, and they've only let a few outlets in to really see what happens on. So it was really spiritual, and it's crazy, but they're all coming together because there's still beef with everybody. And the biggest thing is, like he said, we have broken every single treaty that we have, like, I feel like, with them from the beginning of time. Everything that we set in place.
Let's not say the words we. America. Oh, okay. Because when we say we, we're discounting the fact that it's Black Americans.
Yeah,
a lot
that's
of treaties,
not we. Ain't.
I never received 40 acres or a mule. Like,
nothing.
This isn't a long history line.
Or a casino chip.
And it sucks.
Nothing.
Well, we weren't entitled to
no
casino
form of
chips,
reparations.
But there are, exactly, there are no reparations that were given to Black Americans. So this is, we like saying we, but we as Black Americans feel very disenfranchised. I can only imagine how Native Americans must feel in their own land, on their own history, and it's not being preserved whatsoever. And then being racially stereotyped in a lot of ways, and language, we don't be an Indian giver, or just something as simple as
the Cleveland
Indians.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Washington,
the Braves.
Redskins.
Redskins, I'm from D.C., so, you know, hail to the Redskins.
No.
But it is something where that's a situation. So this is just another, it's not the first, it's another. We saw a protest in Oregon. Nobody was convicted.
Yeah, I just saw that. I got that a notification that everybody that held up, what was that, a natural resources building or something?
Yeah.
The building, the
armed
federal building.
Armed men took over
armed.
Federal building.
I've
Every single one of them got let off.
And they all had guns.
And they had guns.
Let
and
off.
They fired, by the way.
Yeah.
Guns were fired.
Mm-hmm.
These are peaceful protesters, and there are dogs and rubber bullets being shot at them. Dogs released. People are getting bit. Bullets have been flying.
Right.
140
There's been
plus
some other interesting stuff, too. I've seen, I don't know if this stuff is Photoshopped or what, but I saw like a herd of buffalo came
through.
No,
that wasn't Photoshopped. They were sitting there, and which is a very spiritual animal, they just start coming out of nowhere.
Right.
Like herds of them.
And
that
I heard
an
eagle landed, like a giant brown eagle landed, like on a fence.
And you have to understand
that
they're in tune
with
the nature.
And they were able to touch it.
And it's just interesting, but going to the premise of people, over 100,000 people standing with Standing Rock and checking into Facebook to confuse the police. You guys are all idiots. Like, why do you think checking in on Facebook's going to change anything? You want to do something instead of writing a status? How about you take time and write your congressman? That's way more effective. And people love tweeting stuff and never doing anything about it.
That's
well, didn't you see that just happen earlier this year with Bernie Sanders, where all the millennials love Bernie Sanders, but then they found out they had to wake up at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday to go vote for him, and people fell asleep? Like, if you could have voted for Bernie Sanders after One Oak You know what I'm saying? Right. Everyone would have voted for him. But it's not convenient. To write your congressman. Stop writing statuses. Take initiative. If you really care, since everyone all of a sudden really cares, if you really care, do something about it. Don't just talk about doing something about it. Or don't just talk about your feelings. That's just idiotic. Check at least leave a voicemail. Does nothing. You can call your congressman and leave a voicemail. You can. I have written several letters about this and many other things, but specifically about this right now because I actually care to some degree about this situation. I care about it as a federal law. I care about it as we're watching injustice happen, and injustice to anyone anywhere is injustice to everyone everywhere.
Right.
I care about it on those levels. Write your congressman. If you don't know your congressman, you're part of the problem.
There you go. Learn your congressman. Write your congressman. Get involved. Story number two. Injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. Here goes some more injustice. Mm. The biggest fake robbery since Kim K in Paris took place last week when a Massachusetts police officer's wife faked a home robbery and blamed Black Lives Matter. Maria Daly of Millsburg, Massachusetts, reported a robbery in their home while they slept, saying the thieves took money and jewelry and left Black Lives Matter graffiti markings all over the house. After an investigation, it was determined the entire account was fabricated. Maria Daly is facing charges of filing a false report and misleading police. Her husband, Officer Daniel Daly, has been exonerated. So
I'm going to just leave that story right there. I'm going to just leave that story right there. Kanisha?
We're not supposed to cuss on here, but this really makes me want to say F the police.
I mean, it's interesting. Well, Officer Daniel Daly.
Look at the painting job.
But you know what? She reminds me of those white women that used to get black men killed. Oh, he was looking at me. He whistled at me. He raped me. He did all. Like, they've been. This is not new. This is just.
It actually makes it worse. Her name's Maria. So I don't think she's full. And this
they should have known a white woman did it. Look at how loopy the M is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do no black man do that. We do hard, crispy M's.
It reminds me of the Chris Brown story when she was like, and they called me a whore. I was like, black men don't say whore.
They don't say whore.
You just know that this is some BS.
That loopy ass M. The L is almost cursive.
I coughed the word whore.
He did. Yeah. Like she said, black men don't do that.
But I'm mixed.
Look at that loopy ass white woman M.
But they're so crazy. Why would people even spray paint Black Lives Matter? Like, that sounds
crazy. If I'm
going to
do it, I'm going to write it out. Yeah. Black Lives Matter.
But this is not even a Black Lives Matter situation. They're trying to demonize Black Lives, the Black Lives Matter movement. And they're trying to make it seem criminal and all these other things that it's not. And that's why it looks suspect right there anyway. Like, that's what we're going to do. We're going to rob you and then put Black Lives Matter. As ignorant as some people might be, if I'm going to rob you, I'm not going to bring down the whole movement with me. So that just sounds
crazy. My question is this. What kind of money is a cop making in Massachusetts to have that big ass house? Pull out and show the house.
They're in Millsburg, Massachusetts.
Okay,
which
but
is
this house has 28 windows on it.
Oh, I thought that was an apartment complex.
No, that is their house.
That's a plantation. Look, you see that?
But it's still
it has
Millsburg.
Two porches.
It's in Millsburg, Massachusetts.
I don't know where that is. All I know is cops don't make enough money to pay for big giant row houses like that.
Sure, if you're doing well in a town that is not as expensive. Everything is in L.A. or New York or D.C.
Well, it's
DC
crooked
as
his
Sanford.
Wife is.
No,
I feel like he's
now, if
crooked.
You go back to the picture of him and his wife, they're relatively young.
He's selling
they
drugs
aren't
on 401k. The
low. He's taking drugs
yeah,
on the side.
Yeah, he's taking drugs.
He's too young. We need to look into this. That's what I recommend. The authorities in the area who are in charge of looking into cops breaking the law need to go check this out.
Internal affairs?
The house is too big. He's too young.
And he's got good seats at whatever game
whatever
he's at.
Whatever game. He's being social. So he has a social budget and a budget for spray paint. They need to look into this guy.
Here's a thing.
With a white Lexus sitting outside.
And where are the black people that came to do this at? Because it don't look like it is.
In Millsburg?
In Millsburg.
They traveled.
They traveled to rob them in Millsburg.
We drove here to do it with this big loopy M. Black people don't even write M's like that. Because of all the letters that we do write, even an illiterate black person would have a crispy ass M.
Yes, for
because
some reason,
we write
M's
mama.
Are...
M-O-M-M-A. It's hella M's in the word we say and write the most. It's our first word. We write, it's going to be a crispy ass M.
Not only
ask
that,
a black person to make an M. It's going to be great looking.
Not only that, if we were really going to vandalize some shit, this baby Black Lives Matter is not, like, we would have painted all over the house. You're not going to get this one Definitely. Small something that you can go out and clean up tomorrow.
I wouldn't even write anything coherent. I would just hold the can down and run around the house. Yes, like, just have a big striped house.
Well, I mean,
your house is going to look like a sock.
Good thing that this investigation, even though it was into another police officer's mm-hmm. wife and home,
yep.
the investigation actually led to the truth, which is something we should commend, is that this could have easily just been blown yeah. off, and it was not, despite the fact that it was in Millsburg.
Maybe they did it because they had money problems. How can you afford a house that big, Lexus sitting outside, social tickets, money for spray paint, and money in the house and jewelry in the house?
Not only that, if she's going to do something like that, she's high maintenance.
Not captain, not sergeant, officer.
She's high maintenance for her to do something like this.
Right, she got bangs. It's a white woman with bangs.
Well, I mean, it does beg to ask the question, how did the husband not know? Most of the times when you're in a relationship with someone, especially if you're married, you do know your partner.
Yeah. It doesn't say that he doesn't know.
He was exonerated, and his knowledge would have also been a crime.
Knowing?
Yeah, what makes it a crime?
Yeah, but he's a cop, so anything makes it not a crime. Cops don't get persecuted for the same things we get. She laid right in the bed with him, smelling like paint. Rubbed one out of him. His genitalia was all black because of the paint still on her hands.
There's a lot of sexual innuendos today. You're feeling a little frustrated. I understand.
Yeah,
I do have a problem with the fact that everyone, for some reason, Loopy and when I say everyone, I mean mainstream America, finds there's a conflict between Black Lives Matter and police. There is no conflict between Black Lives Matter and police officers. I don't know why people assume that Black Lives Matter are the enemies of police officers. They are not.
No.
They are the enemies of bad police officers.
Yes.
Yes.
Or untrained police officers. Something that actually police officers should also be the enemy.
Right.
Yes.
The enemy of police officers who are making them look bad. I don't like, for example, Muslim terrorists that make all Muslims or all Middle Easterners look bad because it's a bad look.
Right.
There should be some understanding that Black Lives Matter is just an understanding that in the past, historically and systematically, that blacks in America have been dealt with unjustly. We do know this. We even joke about this on stage. It is a constant in our entertainment sphere because it is a constant in our black reality sphere.
Entertainment sphere
so we understand
is a nice
that.
Word.
We understand that. Thank you, sir.
Word of the day. Ding! Entertainment sphere.
I actually thought it was feral should have been the word of the day. But
maybe. I think it should be a word with an M in it so black people can write it real quick.
Because we're against the feral. We're against the feral cops, the ones who are going wild and causing these unjust injustices and being unjust to a group of people that have been disenfranchised systematically,
mm-hmm.
I might add. So when we look at it on that perspective, why is this even an issue where a wife of an officer would take issue with Black Lives Matter? Any good police officer, you want to investigate a police officer, why would his wife be so against Black Lives Matter? Maybe because her husband is against Black Lives.
Mm. She did the one thing to the house that would make him not be concerned with her possibly having something to do with it. The blacks did it. The ominous, looming blacks.
Maybe.
All right, so story number three. There's no segue for this. It seems like everything can cause cancer nowadays, even baby powder. This talc-based powder is most often used on babies, has been alleged to cause cancer in grown-ups, and a St. Louis jury agreed to the tune of $70 million that it's awarded Deborah Giannakiniki. That's just going to be what I go with. Read the comments to see it spelled right. There's a couple extra vowels in here that don't make it make sense to me. Anyways, she won against Johnson & Johnson in a precedent-setting case. Earlier, two other cases were thrown out by a judge in New Jersey who said that there wasn't enough reliable evidence that baby powder led to ovarian cancer. Now, I just want to say this. I wasn't aware of this $70 million settlement for Deborah G. But what I did see, I thought was interesting. I heard on the radio, there was a law office, and their commercial is, if you need legal help, call us. We are the firm that settled the $70 million suit and beat Johnson & Johnson.
And now you understand.
That was the first time I've heard of a law office using a case they've won to push more
Because this
business.
Is a precedent-setting case. This is one of those, make a movie about this case, the movie with Julia Roberts where she went around and that kind of stuff. Before, Johnson & Johnson and the FDA have gone on and saying that there is no link between talcum powder, baby powder, effectively, and cancer. Even though in the 70s there were studies done that said there is. And there is actually warnings where the FDA has had to admit that talcum powder is possibly carcinogenic. Mm-hmm. So here's what we see now. Now we see, fast forward, judges throwing out all these lawsuits time and time again, especially in a sensitive area like ovarian cancer with women.
Right.
That's, I mean, who uses a lot of baby powder? Let's be honest. A lot of black people use a lot of baby powder.
Yeah, but
we,
I mean,
learn to use it early.
Every race is putting baby powder directly on privates. Every
on
changing.
The babies, but as an adult, we use this.
Black people, black people use it. Exactly.
There's a dude that I mess with from time to time, and his thing is covered in baby powder
Time. It's a real
baby
thing.
Powder.
How are you getting to it?
It's a long, complicated story.
Process? We just have like a garden hose in the room, just washing them down?
Yes, wet,
how does that even happen? Like, how do you come through covered in baby powder and still get work?
I don't know.
If I pull out a
player, you used to get it after playing a game, and you'd be like, how is she really even doing
because
this?
Because it's sexy. That's because true. Sports is sexy.
Yeah, like, sports is like, sexy, oh, but you like know, it's not smelly ass sweat.
But it's part of the manliness.
Some women like that. Like, oh, this must.
It's man must. I love man
like a deer run into a salt lake. But I don't understand the baby powder. Like, that's just ridiculous.
But we do. We put baby powder everywhere.
I was like, we? Because he's like, I don't understand how you're doing it.
Baby
like,
powder
we do. We don't. You do. But yes, baby powder everywhere. I use baby powder often. And this being linked on.
When I'm selling fake cocaine to people.
No.
They put it on their private.
I play basketball. And so because I do sports, Nate, what I do.
Football players ain't using no baby powder.
I get it.
You hoopers do that.
Hey, we pretty. But here's the thing. This is what you have to understand, is that this affects the black community heavily, way more. I would love to see a link between black women and ovarian cancer because of this. There has to be a link that was overlooked. And now, because of this, another thing that came out was the fact that insurance companies in the past and going into currently have awarded economic settlements based on the race of people, meaning that if you were a black person who died, and you were a white baby that died, a white baby would be awarded more money simply because in the history of a white person, they're more likely to make money. And that is an equation that is used by insurance companies to give out settlement. Mm. And that's something that also came to light thanks to this and a couple other cases that have been coming out lately, is that insurance companies have no qualms. It's about money. It's a bottom line. And the bottom line is they have no they have no need for the systematic injustices towards black people. What they do need is a financial number. And if a black grown-up dies or a white baby dies, the white baby will be awarded more money because in the term of their life, they will be making more money. So if a black baby and a white baby die, the white baby gets paid exponentially
more. Especially any
more.
Baby should make more money than a grown-up.
Yeah, but I'm saying even if it's a white baby and a black baby.
Because they're saying that the white baby is...
I understand.
Okay. That much more.
White baby lives matter is what they're saying. And
they're not saying anything. They're just saying that...
Statistically,
the amount of money that they're going to generate in their lifetime is not equal, so let's pay them not equally.
Exactly.
I understand. What we should do is take the actuarial who came up with that equation and cover them in baby powder. Story number four. The internet refuses to believe that Angela Simmons was a virgin before marriage. She has alluded to being a virgin several times, most recently in her Breakfast Club interview. No exes have come forth to admit to deflowering the virgin. However, actor-rapper Bow Wow has stated,
I knew his name was about to come up.
For the record, her head game is A1.
That isn't true.
Simmons also states
that
her husband was her first sexual partner and that she got pregnant the first time she had sex.
Do you believe her?
I do.
I don't.
Her dad is Rev Run. Like, she's been so sheltered.
The freakiest girls that I know are Catholic, Baptist,
church women.
Like,
and you know
church.
That.
Like, yo, even the girls.
I'm not talking about church
girls,
women.
PK kids are crazy. Yo. I know a lot of PK
So, do you
kids.
Think she is a virgin or not?
I think Simmons.
You think she's smashing, and I need you to pick a side.
Because
you were just with me, and now you're over there with your hands up and leaning towards him and everything.
Because I need to be
clear. About.
So, there's different stages of having sex, and I feel like that she has done a lot, but
just
maybe
never
vaginal.
But definitely anal happened.
Yes, and sorry.
That's what you say. Head, it's in the story.
Oh,
you think Angela's out here giving up the old booty hole and not the flower?
Yes. There's a lot of women that do that because technically.
Okay, I would disagree with you if I didn't know the specific person back home that had to wear a promise ring with her parents and probably. I just said anal, I think is the safe way to say it.
Yeah.
She had anal with half the tenors in my choir.
So,
little church girl.
But she never did.
Putting
vaginally,
that butt on you.
It's still that butt makes you a virgin. Technically.
She was a virgin until she was 22.
There are cultures that, you know, very conservative cultures that's a normal thing to happen. It's very subtle. It's very, you know, hush hush. But that is what happens: is that girls give up other sexual exploits because they don't want to be deflowered, quote unquote.
Right. But
as a society, we tend to blame our women for their sexuality while we praise the men.
This society, yes. I don't think that
all societies where a dad will be like, that's my daughter, just got gangbanged. There's no society that's popping off. Right. Yeah.
Touche. Maybe so, like the Amazonian women. So
that's what I need to move to.
But this is the thing. Like, I understand that that's a discourse. The females that have, you know, used other parts of their body sexually to keep the vagina untouched. But I think she was just like a square bear. Because I haven't seen her around. It's not like she didn't live a life from in front of the camera.
That's after she had sex.
Yeah,
though, right?
She already got that thing knocked open. Then she's butt booty naked on
how
that.
How do you know?
And she's grown up as a teenager on TV in front of us. She was never really out there. Now Diggy, I think he was so smashing
saying,
at eight.
So you're saying?
Oh, I'm in love with
see,
Diggy.
See, Diggy has this.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? She's been so conservative. Rappers are rapping about her, saying they're in love, and they don't even know her.
Exactly. There's a white boy right now. I'm in love with Angela. There's a white boy right now that has never heard of The Breakfast Club, who's never watched Headlines with Headliners, has no idea Black Hollywood Live even exists, let alone that Black Hollywood has lives.
Somewhere.
And he's like, Charlie and Tom smashed it down in the little private school. I think, and just somebody, never told anyone.
I think that a couple people may have seen it. I don't think anybody got on.
I don't know.
She's been too. Her mom is pretty much. Them two girls, the mom is just like on, like thumb is on the pulse of what they're doing.
What's her sister's name?
Angela and Vanessa.
Vanessa.
The one that no one's talking about being a virgin? Same pom. Same pom.
Vanessa is a sweetheart, but she has been in like a 10-year relationship with one of the older Wayans brothers that in entertainment.
Yeah.
Off and on, they have a kid and everything.
I believe it.
This is the one that everyone's like, married? What's up with the other one?
Are they married?
I think they are actually. Yeah, they just had like have been.
Did
rough.
They have? Did they have the kid pre? Marriage?
I can't judge the content of her vagina's character based on her siblings' usage of it. It's two entirely different vaginas.
We're talking Diggy's knocking it.
Every nun has a sister.
Yeah, sure.
But every nun sister isn't a stripper. I'm just saying that, look.
But are there strippers who have sisters that are nuns?
There's families that There are families that that you're not allowed to play with the brother because everyone knows.
Can you put that picture back on the screen again? Just because sex sells and I want the people to see it.
She's got nice hip structure.
Yeah. Of course she does. She's Angela Simmons.
Global Grind is owned by Russell Simmons.
Okay.
So her uncle permitted his niece to be...
Because she's grown now. She's married.
Yeah, and she's thicker than a Snicker.
Have you seen the things Russell puts on TV?
I was like, what?
You seen the things Russell put on TV? I'm not using Russell Simmons as the judge of moral aptitude. He is a great guy.
He's a real one.
He is a New York.
But I'm telling you, the way that they've raised these girls, I don't think they've just been out there.
I don't think they're out there. I didn't say it's Tom, Charlie, Ben, Mike, Steve.
But it's so much so that like when you're a celebrity female and you grow up in the limelight, even holding hands with a guy at a movie, they catch that. They're like, oh, a new affair with or a kiss. It's a big deal. You haven't heard her name in out there like that.
If everyone knew her, but you're forgetting that there's an entire population of America that she went to school with that didn't even care about these things. Those aren't things that they find appealing in the
least
bit.
She wasn't that sheltered. Like, we've been aware of her since she was like 13.
If French Montana walked into a golf club, they'd be like, I'm calling the police, Jeeves. Like, they wouldn't know French.
Right, but the paparazzi's like, Angela Simmons is at a golf club.
But they're not catching her at school. Typically speaking, schools and things of that nature, schools, churches, those have been off limits to the paparazzi.
Right, and you think that's where she's been smashing at school?
I think that when she was 15 at school...
Uh-huh.
I don't.
Warren Worthington III.
I don't think so. And I also don't see her... She hasn't had any history of being with white guys either. So Warren Worthington may not have a shot.
That's
true. I know a lot of people...
Run DMC.
Someone ran Angela Simmons.
Her husband.
I'm just saying.
You know someone personally that got on.
I don't know. I'm just saying...
What are you saying?
I feel
Like, listen, Angela, this is headlines with headlines. If you're willing to make a headline, I'm willing to be a headliner.
Yeah, what's I'm the just next willing story? To get some head. Oh my God. Like Angela was giving out. Hey,
you won. Now that would be cracking to look down and be like, oh my God, it's Angela Simmons.
It has to be A1. She's not doing anything else, so that is.
Yeah, she's probably. It has to be so good that you have to be like, oh, I don't need any coochie.
Yeah.
Ever.
Basically.
Stay a virgin. This slappity tappity is incredible. All right, so story number five. This one also kind of has to do with a little sexual tension, but it's different. It is of a different kind. It's a close encounter kind. Word of the NBA is that the Skirvin Hotel, Skirvin Hilton to be exact, in Kansas City, Oklahoma, which doesn't make sense to me, Kansas City, Oklahoma, is haunted. The hotel, which houses visiting teams for the Oklahoma City Thunder, has been the site of paranormal I'm saying things porn bad normal. Today. Yeah, everything's sexy. Porn and normal activities. No, paranormal activities for many years, even causing players to personally pay for hotel rooms elsewhere. When asked about the ghostly exposures, L.A. Laker, I don't know if he's still a Laker, but Meta World Peace, formerly known as Ron Artest, spoke about a situation in which he was touched by ghosts all over the place. Meta World Peace states he was watching a movie and the ghost just attacked him. He said he didn't move because he was watching a movie, but he concluded by saying he is taking the ghost to court for touching him in the wrong places.
But I felt like he meant it though. Like Meta World Peace, Ron is a good dude. But he is
outside his damn mind. Now, for weeks, I beg for stories that aren't so death-oriented. And so, you know, because as a show that has supposed to be having a comedy underlying thing, we're like pulling funny out of tragedy on a regular basis. But this needs no help. We don't have to pull. This fool said ghost attacked him.
Yeah, he
touched him everywhere. Part. The dumbest line in the whole story
is suing the ghost.
No, that ain't it. No. The dumbest part is I didn't move because I was watching a movie.
I don't know if that's dumb.
What movie are you watching?
And I'll tell you
that a dead person could just climb on your legs.
Have you ever been really busy? You have to go, but no. Matrix just comes on TV.
No.
And so you have to watch it.
Never. And I'm not saying no that much to shut you down. I'm letting you know that each part of your story, no. Have you ever been that busy? No. That the Matrix comes on? No. And you just have to watch it? No. Those are individual no's.
If all those were yes, if the ghost showed up, now it's no. Those could all have been yeses. Yeah.
I have wanted to see a good movie. I have had to go. I have liked the Matrix.
And you left.
And then a ghost crawled in.
And I had to get out.
Right. A lot of people don't play with ghosts.
No.
I don't know. Meta World Peace.
It's crazy.
Is he?
He's trying to sue them.
They touched him all over.
How? Houseway? Who do you send the subpoena to? Do you just throw it up in a barn? Look how crazy he looks. Now, that's not the most flattering picture, but where are his teeth?
Oh, I just want to be in there when he explains.
He's literally chopping a ghost up in that picture.
This isn't the best time to let y'all know. Ron Artest is our special guest next week. Right?
Bring him in. Yeah. We can have
the ghost interview him.
Yeah, he be fighting and doing stand up and all kinds of stuff. I'm with it. I like personalities that are unique like this, but this is just crazy.
The court part is where I'm confused.
So do you believe him? First of all, do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, I believe in spirits. My aunt, especially my aunt's from Guam. When you're on smaller islands, the spirits and everything, they're a lot more powerful.
Because all those dead people stayed there?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. But the spirits
every
in Guam.
Every Guamanian person that ever died is buried on it?
Yeah, well, they physically harm them. There's a lot of stuff that goes on.
Really? Physically harm?
Yes, and I have personally experienced some things that I don't talk about, but let me know that they are very real.
So. I wouldn't say I agree with you, but when the devil says something, maybe there's some merit to it.
It is. There's.
I don't know. I mean, I've heard sounds, I've heard door slamming. I've watched haunted shows and been like, okay, maybe there's something going on here, but I don't know. I don't know if I can say. Even if I did believe in paranormal activities, I don't know if I would believe that Ron Artest was raped in a hotel.
By ghosts.
That's a straight right. And that while it was happening, he held still because it was a good movie.
You've never dreamt at night where you stop breathing because the spirits are on your chest and you can't
move.
That's actually
a thing. That's actually a medical thing, though.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a medical thing, but a lot of people, that's historically speaking, that's also been attributed to
night terrors.
Ghosts.
Yeah. Well, I've had them on my chest and it is very, very scary. And I have to pray them away. And it is one of the most crazy experiences in the world that I've dealt with a long time. But we also
did a sleep study. Maybe it's sleep apnea. you do have some large breasts. Maybe they didn't lay down on the bed next to you and they stayed on top of you and crushed your...
Coming in the form of spirits?
It depends on how...
Did you see a spirit or
yes,
you just
felt no.
them?
I see their black shadows and they sit and they press on your chest.
It's not your breasts.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not. And the only way that it goes away, and I have to keep saying the Lord's Prayer, but my mouth won't say it. Okay. But in my mind, I know that that's what I have to say. Right. And you know what I'm saying?
And then it goes away.
Yeah. And I wake up, and then I won't go back to sleep.
I don't know if
I believe you. For some reason, there's a connection to what you're saying, and I'm like, this has merit to it. But this fool's saying... I didn't move because the movie was on.
I've never been sexually assaulted by...
Which also happens to people.
But that does happen to people.
Really? A lot of people claim... See, my thing is, it's not specifically do I or do I not. I do think that when different cultures that had no contact with one another come up with similar stories, things,
yeah, I can see
at some
that.
Point, it's not everyone else.
Right.
You know? At some point, something's happened.
Right.
I don't know. I know enough to say that I just don't know.
Also, I know this is weird in Native American culture. When you take people's parts, like when you get like heart transplants and things like that, you'll pick up pieces of them. Now, this is nobody...
That I've heard of.
I've hated strawberries, if you know me, my entire life. When I got the pieces from the dead person in my knee, I woke up craving strawberries, and to this day, I crave strawberries. And I've hated strawberries
What about
my entire
warm
life.
Carrots?
Shut
Because black people, as you say in your stand-up... We don't eat our carrots hot. We don't want no mushy ass carrot.
No, we don't
now,
eat carrots.
If that starts happening, I'm going to know something's up. Are you eating hot carrots and strawberry stew?
Oh, man.
That's what I want to know.
Now I'm going to go test out some warm carrots.
And yeah.
Or it could just be my inner white woman.
If you get a white organ and start craving like white food as a black person, could you imagine? I mean, what about the white person that gets a black kidney and they're just like, man, I've been craving some chitterlings. They don't even know what it is. What's a chitterling? Because it's in mine. I had a dream about it. A chitterling came out and pressed down my chest. I couldn't sleep at night until I had a chitterling.
Can we at least agree that there's a lot about the world and the universe and our own world that we live in that we don't know?
Yes.
Can we all agree?
Absolutely. I can't even confidently say no to that. Like, I feel like we don't know what we don't know. So we just have to say to the great unknown, boom, something's going on.
We'll see.
All right. So number six. There's a little buzzing. I'm going to just skip it if you guys can skip it.
Yes.
Oh, that's what it is.
It's not my watch.
It's made out of talc. It's a talc watch.
Huh?
Your watch is made out of talc.
My watch has no battery in it and no moving parts.
It's made out of baby powder.
It might be, but that's why I'm like, I'd be very surprised.
Maybe it's your horns. Maybe you came in here too horny.
I am.
Okay. Put the horn back by it. Did you hear that? All right, so listen. Story number six. As if enough has not been going on for poor little old Meek Mill. Poor little old Meek Mill. Word on the streets is that hot young female / male rapper Young Ma is going after Philadelphia rapper Meek Mill's girl, the superstar Nicki Minaj. Going after meaning, oh. Well, at least according to comedian Lil Duval warns Meek not to be another safari and that Young Ma will take your girl.
First of all, I'm upset. I'm in love with her. Like, I am. So I can see how Nicki could be highly attracted to
Young
her.
Ma?
Yes, I love. Ooh. Like, I love her. Love her. But what you have to understand, if you
so
go.
So you gay now?
For Young Ma.
All I can think of is spaghetti straight until it get wet. Listen. What?
Wow.
Please tell us what you think about that.
Quote
in the
of the day.
Below.
Leave that in the comments. Literally, I want you to put shift, whatever the quote button is. Spaghetti is straight until it gets wet. And shout then your thoughts. How does that make you feel?
Shout out to Instagram memes for feeding me stuff. But so this, You got to remember, if you look at all the old Nicki stuff, especially when she first came out, she had a lot of, you know, bisexual talk.
Yo, I saw a video of her, and I don't know if we can, if it's ever verified it was her, but she was like in a stairwell holding a knot of money.
Yeah, when she was talking about her and Remy Ma back in the day.
Was that really her?
That was her.
Was that like pre-surgery?
This is way, way long before. Time ago.
She had to be like 19, 20 in this video.
Because there's a lot of videos her that she was super hardcore rapper. Like, not a pop star, not whatever. She had bars and she would be battling people. And that's like when she had very first came out, people start putting up old videos they had of her. So that's where that's from. So she has been known to swing in either direction. And right now, Young Ma is...
Lyrically. No one...
Lyrically.
We've never
put
that.
No, but she
Nicki
has
lyrically?
Nicki
lyrically?
No, no, baby. Let me say
No. Way more than lyrically. She's even on stage at concerts just straight.
Sure, but when asked in interviews, she has vehemently denied bisexuality. She's only left it vague.
She's bisexual inside of herself. She has another character named Roman. Exactly. Inside her own skin,
and that's what she
has
says. She
a
says
thing
like
on.
Things like this. She is Roman. It's not fair to just be like, well, we think and therefore it's fact.
No, this is not. I'm going off the very first video that I seen of her at, like, right when she first woke, where she's saying that she was in a relationship with Remy Ma and that she had missed her and some stuff had went up.
In the stairwell.
So I heard that come out of her own mouth. It wasn't anything else.
And the concept was that Remy Ma was her girl and then later explained.
She called her on a phone and Remy was like, yo, get out of here with this trash, and hung up.
Yeah.
And then she started crying.
Yes.
So that was like what is being used as what they're saying is publicity. So I'm just going on record because you can't just go on record and say, well, this what we think. What she has stated.
You can't.
What she has stated.
It's headlines or headlines.
It's called libel, right? So what she has stated is that she has not admitted ever to actually being bisexual. And in public, she has said that specifically. So continue.
Well, that's different too when it's like lipstick. Young MA is pretty much full on.
It's your phone.
It's not my phone.
Young MA is
Young Ma.
Young Ma is a lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's
I
no
heard
doubt.
Her song at least 25 times before someone was like, yo, that's a girl. And I was like, ain't no damn, that's not a girl.
So technically.
I thought it was Bobby Shmurda dropping albums from jail.
Technically, she actually has. Interesting. Young Ma has interesting lyrics.
I love
that are
her.
Actually creative. That go.
She's a dope
thing.
Rapper.
So
but
she
her
says
voice,
like
I could see why. If it was Nicki, I'm just saying I could see why she would be with her because she's still very masculine. She's still very manly. She's she got in the closet. Like so, she has everything. You know the man attributes that would make her sexy and not just be like, oh, she's a lipstick lesbian, which is another female. You know what I'm saying?
Duvall is very funny. This is a funny thing to say. Meek Mill did meet Nicki Minaj while she was still dating Safari.
Yeah.
And also, going to that, what's very interesting about Young Ma is that the community, the entire hip-hop community, everyone at large is going after, is like supporting Young Ma.
Uh-huh.
And yet, it's only because she's a lesbian who has misogynistic lyrics. If it was a male, you wouldn't be so supportive. So it's actually very
true.
So basically, if a woman says these kind of things, it's
right.
fine.
We're like, hey, it's cool.
This is hot.
But men have been saying them forever, so...
I'm not disagreeing with the way. I mean, whatever it is, the show's almost all over, so it's something.
Matter of fact, just show Teron, smile at the camera while I do this.
Well, you can look at me because also one thing, the good thing about this picture is you see Young Ma's extra unfazed, but Nicki looks really excited to be all up under her, by the way. We're going to point that out, too.
Hilarious.
Show this image, please. Can you show the picture on the screen so we can see the cuddleage, the cuddling? They are booed up.
That's cuddling. So it's just interesting.
Yeah, I like it, but I can totally understand it because I'm obsessed with
Young Ma. Why is that the picture we have of me?
Ooh.
We got the same picture of me. He said, oh.
Because he knows what's
about
it's
possible. You call her Stephanie. They,
I call her Stephanie.
Yeah, they do look like a good couple. Okay.
So let's do this last story. Story number 7. This is really cool. We get to see some really nice visuals. Last night was Halloween, and celebrities got in on the game. Here are some celebrity costumes that took to the internet. Before we show them, you guys have to roast. You got to say something. I need one line from everybody. It's the point of being a headliner if you can't punch it up. Come on, let's see the first picture. Here we go.
That's Al Roker as Urkel.
All right. And his teeth look better now.
He's definitely no Stefan, bro.
Is he autistic? Why is his
he
hands like that?
He looks like he's
stuffed on. Get back in the machine.
But, I mean, good for him. He's lost a lot of weight. He looks great.
Yeah, okay. Well, his neck.
And it's funny. And good for Al Roker being Urkel, I enjoyed
that's
that.
His true self. So let's
right.
Next. I enjoyed it.
He got a lot of extra neck meat.
This is Jay Farrow.
And he is Kill Bill?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. He's Bruce Lee.
You know, I actually, I don't like roast because I like being pie. I like. Yeah. I think it's a great
costume.
So
you're going to leave his dirty socks or ashy ankles alone? Is that ankles? Can you zoom in on his ankle? Is his ankle gray? Down the other one. Down the one.
Look like I see some baby powder up in there.
You got to go down. Look at that.
That's just the end of the pants. See?
No, that's not the end of the pants. And that's actually his ponies. Ankle is ashy.
And those are some ponies. He's rocking
some
ponies.
Some lotion. Oh, put some water on his ankles. Who else we got?
Okay.
You deliberately.
Heidi Klum has been killing it for how long?
Actually, we do have Heidi Klum towards the end.
Okay.
I did want to do that's LeBron James as Jerome Roman now.
Outstanding.
Yes.
Good While one. We are looking at these and roasting, say where they can find you online. Let's go to the next person.
You can find me at I Am Tehran online.
You can find me, Kenesha is Comedy.
This is an awkward time to just talk about.
Yes. We're going to do it because we are tickety-tick-ticking down.
Okay, let's just do this. They know where to find us.
This is Kelly Rowland and...
It looks like Nia Long, or am I crazy?
No.
Is it the rest of Destiny's Children?
No, it's Kelly Rowland and... Oh, man, I can't...
Scoot up. I can't see it. I can't see the picture.
That is Nia Long.
It is not.
No, it's not.
Oh, who is that?
They look like Chili.
I don't know who that is.
I have no idea.
Maybe it is Chili. Tell you what, you can follow me at Mr. Nate Jackson. Matter of fact, make sure you watch it because I have a video that is just about to hit 1 million views on Instagram, which I've never done before.
Kelly Rowland looked really good, but then Beyonce, of course.
Yeah, she did great with that. That's her mom, three generations. But I like the one where she was, they were Barbies.
Let's go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how that worked out.
There we go. Look at that.
Black Barbie. That's that was awesome. Great. That was great.
That was dope.
Because it got Jay-Z in on it. And then Jay-Z, look, and that's something that's like, yo, this is what a father will do for their daughter.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, the ultimate king of cool, mm-hmm. who would never do anything mm-hmm. like this. Like,
that's still cool, though.
In the movie, State Property, remember Jay-Z's role? He didn't even talk. He was right. Like, oh, you like cookies? Oh, I like cookies. Like,
that's it.
That was his role to a point where he was too cool to actually act in a movie.
Right.
And yet he's doing that. So now here we have Hilary Duff with her husband, Jason.
They need to be slapped.
And look, exactly.
A pilgrim and a Native American?
And she apologized after the fact, blah, blah, blah. Like, guys, if you want, look, can white privilege just take a break for, like, 6 months? And I'll tell you why. Right now, not the best time. People magnifying glasses. Yeah. Magnifying glasses on everyone.
That's Hilary Duff?
That is Hilary Duff.
Did you guys see the dude that I'm a classic, man? Game dressed up as him last year, so this year he dressed up as the Game. Freaking perfect.
That's hilarious.
Really?
Oh, I don't have that picture, though.
He was perfect.
That's
but
awesome.
I do have your Heidi Klum.
Well, that is which one's Heidi Klum?
That's the point.
Third one.
She's the one in the middle.
With the white teeth.
Yeah, she's the one in the middle, and she has a whole gang of doppelgangers.
The costume that I saw her in was a very, very old woman. She had the old legs, feet. And then last year she was Jessica Rabbit.
Which was fantastic.
Which was fantastic. And Heidi Klum came out. And then this is my favorite celebrity, if we can get in.
Oh, I seen that.
Yeah, that's
Tehran.
Just me. That's me.
All right.
And my gift from God.
What are you,
to
Plan
women.
B?
Nah.
No.
Obviously,
he's a
you got to get it, comedian.
You got to zoom in on it. From God to women.
You know what men say? I'm a gift to God. I'm a gift.
God's
to
God's gift to women.
Well, what I need to
the
see was
eagle.
It says all women. So
God's
I'm glad I got to see that.
To all women. But
yes.
If you notice, still being socially conscious.
Junk mail.
Junk mail and, of course, male ego. Handle with care.
Fragile.
That's the first thing I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because y'all are. Woo.
That's outstanding. And that's our last picture?
That's it.
Oh, great, great, great. So,
I was going to have a picture of you being asleep, but...
Yeah.
I was Madea two Halloweens ago. That was a good look. So, that's the end of our show today. If you guys have anything you want to add to this or 2 cents, give us your side of what you've heard us talking about. Please share your opinion in the comments below. Like, subscribe, show us love, follow us on our other networks, Tehran Von Gostry, Kenesha Bus, and I myself am Nate Jackson. Thank you very much for watching Headlines with Headliners. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagrammy, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.